y'all need to listen up. This is real life, y'all doing dumb shit just for views and likes. Any topic, you know that we on it. No matter the subject, you know that we on it. Eyes are colder when the kid plot. Yo, we can't stop, man, y'all know we the baddest. We give it 100, no capping. Welcome to Stop the Madness.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stop the Madness. I'm your host, The Kid Plot. My co-host, Isaac Cotto.
We're in the building.
Yes, sir. Listen, we have a great topic, a great video for you guys today. Make sure you like and subscribe to the video and hit the notification bell, too, so you're notified when we make more videos like this. We got a great show for you guys.
Yes, we're chasing 3,000 subscribers.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so we're moving. Very close, so we're getting there.
So tell them, what are we talking about? We got some reaction videos, right?
Yes, we actually had subscribers suggest some videos. We got two videos that we're going to react to. I haven't seen them. I know the team put them together. Mm-hmm. And also, we got a topic of the discussion. You know, you're in the music industry. You mm-hmm. probably heard, but mm-hmm. My boy Diddy's been having some issues the last 2 weeks.
Talk to him.
So we're going to talk about that. And actually, we're going to actually touch on a topic. Actually, I don't think... since we've been working together, we ever talked about it's about investing,
right.
The basic mechanics of investing, retirement right. investing, things of that nature. There's some old videos that we have on there, but we've never really talked about. So we'll touch on that a little bit. I think that's good.
Oh, no, I need that.
Basic information that I think a lot of people got.
And you've been doing it for a while, so.
I have. Yes. And so, yeah, let's get into it, man. It's good stuff.
In a world where women's sports.
So this is the Lady Ballers. Movie the Daily Wire did
with the most triggering comedy of the year.
No. Oh
guys,
my
this
God.
Is serious. Sports can be your pathway to a better life.
What, like yours?
Please don't steal my catalytic converter again.
Winning matters. It's the key ingredient in becoming a winner.
Yeah, maybe you should try it sometime. Are you gonna move?
I am not.
Let's cut to the chase.
I know you're not a woman.
Hey, you don't know how he identifies.
If you can beat them.
What do you know about the U.S. Opens for the Global Games?
You want us to compete as women. $5,000 prizes.
My lover says you were a great coach back in the day.
Yeah.
Join them.
This is the way the world is now. My 8-year-old daughter told me all about it.
So a guy can become a girl with no physical changes at all.
Oh, that's called gender fluid.
So I can be a woman on the court and a man in the bedroom. I can't believe it.
Nice.
You mean when you're sleeping?
Yes.
Coach?
Alex,
we can play basketball.
We have to get the whole team back together.
It's time.
We're in.
I'm in.
To play.
Lady Ballers.
Mount up.
I can't wait for this. Can't wait.
Believe in my truth. This is my truth.
From heroes.
Day one of being a girl athlete.
I love being a girl.
To sheroes.
We could dominate every woman's sport. Running, swimming, soccer.
I said sport, Felix.
It's ladies basketball, boys. Nobody watches.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. Are these seats open? Never mind.
Yo.
Getting dunks.
Isn't that Ted Cruz?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And tucking trunks.
You know she didn't.
That's the biggest I've ever seen on a lady.
I don't care.
Lady Ballers.
One can even be trans age now, which provides Sheelix with a wonderful opportunity to relive all the experiences that she missed out on in school.
Streaming exclusively on Daily Wire Plus December 1st.
Yo.
Bro.
Yo, I don't subscribe. I don't pay any money for Daily. I watch tons of their video. I'm probably going to end up paying and subscribing.
Bro.
That takes some balls.
So tell me, what is your reaction to that preview?
As satire as comedy, it strikes a nerve. I laugh at it because it's almost as comical as real life. Like
it is real life.
All those jokes, all those things that they did, it's literally
what's happening.
What's happening in real life, and it's pretty. It's pretty fucking funny the way they put it on. Like,
yep.
Yeah, I actually might end up subscribing.
I mean, the simple fact they're making a joke out of what's really happening because they want people to see. Listen, like, this is exactly what's happening. You have biological men that are transitioning into women competing in sports to have an edge. And they're going to always have an edge. And that's exactly what that movie is all about. And that's what they're showing you. They're making it a joke and making, but it's not a joke in real life. That's exactly what's happening.
Exactly.
And the reason why they made that movie and the Daily Wire made it in particular is because they want people to see, as much as you guys are laughing at the fact that we're making fun of it, this is exactly what USA and a lot of the world is going through right now. And you guys are, and the people that are, for the most part, liberals, they're the ones that are supporting this bullshit. It is what it is.
It's fun. There was the clip. It says, so wait a minute. You could be biologically a man and be a woman?
And go to sleep as I can literally compete as a woman and go to sleep as a man in bed or be in bed as a man.
Yes. It's that ridiculous. It's that ridiculous. But no, I thought that was pretty dope.
That was this, bro, that movie is genius.
Yes.
And we should have known that it was going to happen because based on the climate in which we live in and what's happening right now, you see, you got a little girl that's looks like she's 10 years old, 9, 10 years old, teaching grown men all these genders.
Right. Which is what's going on today in schools.
Absolutely.
So I forgot what video said. Would you rather, I mean, I guess it's two problems, right? Would you rather have schools talking about God and the Pledge of Allegiance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, or, that was Pat Bett.
Yes.
Pat Bett.
Mm-hmm. Or have them learning what is gay, what is transgender, what is gender.
And the dude said, oh, man, I'm not sure.
Like, really? Really? Like, they could be equally, they're two problems. Well, I'd rather have one problem than the other easily. I don't, you know, but I think it's going to be funny as hell. Daily Wire might actually get my money.
Oh, I'm going to buy it. I'm absolutely going to buy it. So, bro, I have to watch that.
That pretty dope. All right, what's the next one?
Let's see.
Well, Rainbow Child is about my daughter. I have a daughter that transitioned into a son. My daughter Amai is now Kai.
Truthful.
And so so I talk about the transition, mm-hmm. not her their transition, but my transition as a parent going from ignorance and denial to complete unconditional love and acceptance. Gotcha.
If my son came to me and said he's going to transition to a girl, I would be disappointed and I do not support that.
Right.
Do I love him? Yes, but I'm not celebrating that. I'm not parading him around. Hey, everybody, look at my son. Look, man, you want to do that? You have made the decision to do that. You already know where I stand. You don't need me. I'm here to help you in life. I'm not going to let you go to zero, but I don't support that. And if you love me enough, you will understand what I support and don't support. And to be honest, you will make your decision if you want my acceptance based on what I feel.
Hey, Tatum, tell him. Give me a solo shot. Yo, Tatum, my boy, let him know. Because I completely agree with you, big dog. I'm not celebrating none of that. I'm going to still love you. You my child. But if you expect me to have a celebration and a round of applause, it's not happening. I don't support it.
I agree with, I think, 98%. That little last piece where he says, like, if you want my love or something like that, you know, you should base your decision off how it's going to make me feel as a parent. I don't want my child making that decision based on how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you make your own decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think what Marlon Wayans was talking about there was about, I didn't get a feeling he was talking about, I'm going to parade and celebrate my child. You love your child no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's the decision. I don't have to agree with it, but you coming over to my house, I'm going to treat you with love. I'm going to treat you with respect.
Absolutely. Whatever.
Like, I think that's where he was talking about, ignorance, denial, which I think is a natural reaction but I'm not going to celebrate it. I don't think what Marlon Wayans was talking about was celebrating.
Let me tell you something, man. All I know is that if my son or if my daughter transitions to the opposite sex, right, I'm not going to call them. I just can't. I'm not going to call them by the opposite sex. I'm not. I'm going to just call them by their name that I named them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they change their name to the opposite, to another name that's the opposite sex, I'm going to have a hard time doing it. I just can't. Like, it's me and your mom's job to literally name you at birth. Now, if you change your name and you're the same sex, I'll respect it. But let me tell you something. My brothers, both of my brothers, changed their name. And my mom still calls them by the name she named them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a single issue with it. My brother was born Misael. My mom named Misael changed his name to Tony. My mom does not call him Tony. My mom calls him Misael. My other brother's name is Elio and I. My mom changed his name to Elio and I changed his name to Walter. And my mom still calls him Elio and I. She doesn't call him Walter, and she doesn't call my other brother Tony. So if you change your name, I'm calling you what I named you.
But
if you change your gender, I'm gonna go by what I know you are when I had you.
Are your brothers hurt, offended, affected in any way because your mom does not call them by their new names?
No.
I think that's a big difference.
But the reason why they're not hurt or affected by it is because they respect my mom. And they honor her decision to that the name she gave them, they respect it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else in the world calls them that. I don't even call them that. I call my own brother the name they go by, okay. Tony. I go by the Kid Plot. My brother doesn't call me the Kid Plot. He calls me Jamil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even call me the Kid Plot. You call me Jamil. I don't get mad because you call me by my real name, even though everybody on the planet calls me the Kid Plot. So it's the same thing. Like, at the end of the day, the name that your mom and dad gave you and you decide to change your name, you should have enough respect for your parents to say, you know what? This is what they named me. It don't matter. And if it bothers you that they call you by the name that they gave you, I think there's more something wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's double-sided. Like, as a parent, you have an innate desire not to cause pain to your child, like emotion, whatever it is, right? And it should be reciprocal, right, from the child, that you don't want to do something that creates. It's like the smoker, where the mom, you know, don't smoke around mom. They go outside the house to smoke a cigarette, but they walk back inside.
But that's totally different.
The respect factor, yeah, you're talking about.
Like, I'm talking about something that the parents assigned to their kid. That's not the same thing.
No, but I'm just
saying, I gave you that name.
I agree.
That's different.
I think we agree. I'm saying the point of the child having that sense of like, hey, I'm not going to do something that's going to feel disrespectful to my mom, right? Mm-hmm. So if I change my name and my mom calls me my birth name, my reaction is not going to be like, oh, you know, like this is a, you know, out of respect, you accept it, right?
Right.
As a parent, though, if you really saw it was causing pain to your child because you don't call them by their new name, you know, it's debatable. Like, you can have a hard line and say, I don't care.
See, it just depends on how much respect you have for your parents or your parent. Because I remember when I was a kid, I never cursed in front of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, at school, I had the foulest mouth in the world. In front of, right. You know why? Because I knew my mom didn't like me cursing.
For sure.
So when I was around her, a curse word never even slipped. I was trained. And as an adult, I still don't curse in front of her. And I'm 38 years old and I don't curse in front of her. You know why? Because I know she doesn't like it. That's just respect.
Mm-hmm.
So the simple fact that I had that respect for her, my mom doesn't call me Kid Plot or Platano, which is my old nickname. She don't call me that. She calls me by the name she named me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get mad because she doesn't call me Kid Plot. That's ridiculous. So even if I change my name legally, if my mom calls me by the name that she named, she's the one that gave birth to me. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the least. That's the least I could do is have the respect enough to say, you know what, man, I ain't gonna get bothered by that. Who cares? You see what I'm saying? So as a parent, my son or my daughter,
if they transition,
yo, I'm gonna still love you. I'm here for you. I'll do whatever you need. I'm not gonna call you what I know you're really not, what you were not born as, what you were not named as. I'm not gonna do it.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, I think I agree with you.
Now, if you don't respect your parents because they didn't do a good job for you, that's different.
That's different.
But if you have any level of respect for your mom or your dad, the least you could do for them is let them call you what you want.
Treat them exactly the same. You love them the same.
I'm still here for you. I'll feed you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'll do whatever you need, but I'm not going to call you a girl if I know you were born a boy. I'm not going to do it.
So in, I don't know. If it's a certain setting, do you, in public, let's say in public.
Okay, so now here's the thing.
Now
we're in public. So here's where I'll make the change if I'm a parent. In public, I'm not going to embarrass my child.
Okay.
Because I respect my child.
Okay. That's fair. I'm not going to embarrass them.
But when we at the house, it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, nah, bruh. I'm calling you by the name I named you as.
I'm with you 100%. We agree there.
Only because I respect you, I'm not going to try to embarrass you because everybody else knows you as such, as what you identify as.
You know, when he said, acceptance, and he was dealing with denial, I think it's only natural as a parent you go through the sense of ignorance or denial. Ignorance, I don't know so much. Denial, yes, is the initial reaction, like no. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You accept it.
Yeah.
Ignorance, I think that is a form of showing I'm not being ignorant. I respect you enough.
And I'm not trying
in public.
Right.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm not being malicious.
When you're in my house, where you grew up at, whatever, I'm gonna call you what it is. You can bring your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna call you this. They have to understand that it's my house, this is where we at. Exactly. I think that's 1,000%.
100%
fair.
Yes.
We agree at the end.
Yes.
Which is a rare occasion on the show. Okay. Next, the final, we got two more topics, actually.
Okay.
As a music artist, I think, you probably heard, our boy Diddy.
He took you to a club before, and you've seen a whole lot of women.
Diddy is one celebrity whose sexual alignment has been this morning. P. Diddy steps down.
And he alleged that Diddy once called him for a private.
Diddy, he tried it on me.
Puff has sex with all his artists, big, even the locks.
Oh, man.
Diddy's had a rough Talk 2 weeks.
All right, give him the breakdown.
All right, real quick. So New York had a law that said, there was a certain deadline that said, if you want to claim S.A. or the R word, and it happened.
S.A., what is S.A.?
S.A. is assault, the S word, sexual,
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right, S.A. Mm-hmm. Or the R word. If you want to make any claim of that.
You're talking about grape.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But the statute of limitations have run. You cannot get charged criminally.
Okay.
They will allow you to bring it in civil court. You can sue the person.
Okay.
Right? So there was a deadline. And so all these types of lawsuits were coming out the blue. Our boy Diddy was involved with Cass, a R&B singer that he had.
Cassie. Yeah.
And so she came out 30 years after the fact. Homegirls remarried, two babies. She comes out with a lawsuit. She wanted $30 million and said that he abused her, physically abused her, that he raped her, that he forced her into having sex with male prostitutes over the course of the 10 years. So he would have these things called freak-offs where they're traveling around. And he's like, hey, it's a freak-off weekend. She would have her look up male prostitutes, come to the house or wherever they're staying. And she would have sex with these male prostitutes that he would watch. And he would basically be a cuck, right? Basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Watch his woman get banged out and he would record this, that, the other.
Mm.
She's come in 30 years later and says she was forced into all these situations, right? Rape is, she's with the man 10 years.
But how is she forced?
Okay, this is the question. But the devil's in the details. And I think Diddy settled this suit within 24 hours of filing.
Mm.
Okay? Like, it wasn't even, the ink was not dry on the lawsuit. My man cut the check, right? Two reasons. Either 100% true, or you know what? I don't want to go through this issue. I'd rather cut the check, be done with it. I don't want to answer these questions, whatever. My question, if a woman is assaulted, and there's a lot of women that have been in abusive relationships. Mm-hmm. Like that's 1,000% true, mm-hmm. right? In an abusive relationship, they stay in it for whatever reason. Can you prove it? What you know can prove that? That's a different issue. If she would have said he abused me, he assaulted me, this, that, the other, maybe you can prove that. Maybe she has pictures with black eyes and witnesses. But the whole sexual context, the issues of he forced me to sleep with these male prostitutes, he raped me, but they were together 10 years. My only issue is at what point is there like personal responsibility, right? I don't know, in my almost 50 years, for a woman to engage in that kind of activity, for her, say if she did it, get these male prostitutes to come in, I would imagine the second they thought she does not want to do this, there's no way these people will put themselves in a criminally compromising situation, right? Like, if they knew I'm forcing myself on this woman as a sex worker, like, that's not the life you're trying to live. You're just trying to make your money. I find it very, I personally don't give a fuck if Puffy was a cook, if he was doing stuff with the dudes. Like, who gives a shit about that? I'm just talking about how you gonna come 10 years later and say, he forced me to sleep with these two guys. Mm. Over the years, we had all these freaky sessions. And, now? Did she bust a nut when she was doing this? Did she get wet? Did she do it? And now you're going to come back and say, oh, I was forced? No, hold on.
So what's your opinion? What do you think?
I think it's bogus to come out with these, you know, oh, he forced me to do all these freaky things. Like, cabrona, like, if you don't want to, don't do it. Like, you make the decision. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but she said she was forced.
How?
That's a great question. That's what
how are you forced?
That's okay, what I want to know.
Now, here's a scenario. He runs Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. She was 19 when they started.
She's trying to get that deal. She wants that deal. She wants that money.
She's trying to get on. She, you know, here's the owner. He signed her to a 10 record deal, which doesn't fucking, nobody does that, right? Jesus. 10 record deal. Like, there's artists that haven't put out 10 records, right?
Right.
Anyway, so, okay, he has control of my career and he's using his influence to control me. Even then, it's on you if you want to compromise yourself for a music career. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the Harvey Weinstein scenario. You want to be in this movie? You got to do this. You don't want to do this? Don't do it.
Yeah.
But they went ahead and did it, and they got a movie career, and they make millions and millions of dollars, and then they want to say, oh, he made me give him a blowjob so I can be in this movie.
After you make it.
Nah, come on. You
after take, you make you all the money.
You cash the check. You did this. Become famous. So now, abuse, he punched her, beat her, whatever. That's something that if she had videos, witnesses, whatever, that I think is a valid claim. But the whole sexual activity over the course of 10 years, yeah, I find it difficult, man. Like, people are freaky and, you know, you're doing this stuff.
Do you think that maybe she's having some financial issues now? Maybe
no, that's she's doing well. She's remarried. She got two kids. She's okay. But the point is, I think Diddy cuts this check for $30 million because he doesn't want, because he's in the hip hop community. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's Diddy, Lady Man. He doesn't want any of this gay issues and all this kind of stuff coming out and catching that stigma, and it could affect him in the world that he runs in. Right.
So let me ask you a question. In what scenario, if this, let's say this happened to you. In what scenario would you pay the $30 million in 24 hours? What would make you pay off a lawsuit that quick?
If I knew I had some culpability, like, I did beat the shit out of her.
Mm.
I remember when I did this. And, I remember there's, he sent her on a trip away so she could heal up, that kind of thing. Like, then, but if I'm a public figure, Mr. Macho, Mr. Hip Hop, and I know I've done some things with guys or whatever, that kills my brand 1,000%. I cut the check.
So that's, is that what you think he did?
I absolutely think that's what this is about. Mm. That even though he's already, his brand has been affected. He's been dropped from Macy's. Sean John's not going to be Macy's. He stepped down from his company. He has a company called Revolt that he managed. Stepped down as the CEO. People, he's going to drop left and right. Mm. But I think he cut that check because he might have beat the shit out of her. Like, he might have been an abuser, and which is cool. But she said she claims sex trafficking. So, hey, baby, we're going on a trip to New Orleans, and we're getting freaky in New Orleans. She would look up the male prostitutes. They would have apparently masquerade masks on, whatever. But now she's saying, oh, he sex trafficked me. Cabrona, when you went to New Orleans, you was drinking the bottles. We going here, we're going there, and we go to hit the hotel. You knew what it was. Come on, really? Mm. Like, now you're going to be like, oh, I was forced? You drive, you take the private plane over there.
Well, what if she was coerced?
No, but you talk again. You're talking about
what, in other words, hey, this tip for tat. This is what it is. This is what you get.
At what, my question then becomes: at what point does personal responsibility come into play? You make your decision. You're an artist. I don't know, some John Smith CEO says, I'll give you a $5 million advance and you don't have to pay it back for 30 years. Mm. Zero interest. I'm going to put you on 2 records. But guess what? I need you to give me a blowjob. You give me a blowjob.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, you're right.
But then you give him a blowjob. Then 30 years later, $100 million later, you're like, you know what? John Smith sexually assaulted me. Da 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 da. Come on.
You're right. At the end of the day, if they're not putting a gun to your head, they're not threatening your family, if your career with their business is on the line, that's on you.
Don't have your career.
Don't have your career with them.
Cancel.
Look up for another label.
Do with it. So look for another label. I don't want to say shoot, man. The dude, we have no idea. He might be a complete piece of shit abuser. Mm. If that was the lawsuit that he abused me, he hit me, he did.
Well, that's different.
Go for it.
Absolutely.
But this whole sexual conduct of like I did all these freaky things.
You did it because you wanted the money.
Now, you know.
You wanted the deal.
Now she claimed rape.
You wanted the popularity.
Right. She claimed
rape. You wanted the clout.
Another.
You wanted the fame.
Another claim. She claimed rape. How the fuck? How, if it's just you and him and you're in a relationship, like, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But could you prove it? No. So he cuts the check. But either way, now what happened? He got two more. Apparently, he got two more. One's a college girl. He went somewhere and he did something. And then there's another one. There's two girls that came out that said he was with Aaron Hall. He was the lead singer for a group, Guy. They were in the 90s. And Aaron Hall and Diddy with two girls. And apparently, they were forced to have a group session. Two guys or two girls have a group set. Now they're saying they were forced. 30 years later, you're making this claim. You know what I'm saying? These dudes, you know, Diddy's been rich for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Right?
The last what?
20 years.
No, more than that.
Okay, all right, 30 years.
Yeah, at least.
My man's had money for 30 years. Mm. Now all of a sudden there's an expiration. Cassie comes out, got paid. Boom, two more. That's clearly to me feels like a money grab. But the Cassie lawsuit, he cut that check.
So you're saying Cassie, this was something that happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you said, right? I'm going to tell you right now.
No. Almost. It was big right after Biggie. We're talking about. They dated.
So when was they dated
from 2006 to 2017. So 2006.
So she's saying something that happened in 2006?
It was over the course of their 10-year relationship.
Okay, but so how long ago was the initial supposal?
If it was 2006, that is 17 years ago.
Okay, so let's just say 15 years.
Okay.
Yo, give me my solo. 15 years, and you sitting here trying to get a lawsuit to get money out of Diddy, you tweaking, period. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 15 years is way too freaking long for you to finally come out and try to get some bread for whatever reason. Maybe you got pissed off about something and you're like, you know what, man? Screw this dude. I'm about to go ahead and get some bread out of him. Yo, you tweaking, period.
Well, what? There was a deadline. So the law was about to expire. They had given a year, like, hey, for 2023, from this day to this day, if you want to file a lawsuit for something that happened 30 years, 20 years ago, whatever, like, you have this year to do it. Mm. At midnight on this day, you can't even bring a civil suit anymore. Mm. So she brought the civil suit. And again, I'm not saying she wasn't a victim of assault, like he didn't beat her or whatever, but that wasn't the totality of the claim. It was, he beat me, he sex trafficked me, he raped me, he forced me into all the sexual activity. Like, that to me is like, wait a minute. So you're gonna fly on the private jet, travel, do that? Like, come on. Anyway. That's my take.
Man, move on, man.
My only question.
That's great.
At what point does personal responsibility come into play?
In 2023, never.
That's what I want to know.
In 2023, never.
Apparently so. All right. Next, we want a topic that we want to talk about that I don't think we ever touched on. We talked about, it's about some, you know, a little bit about some financial education, about retirement accounts. Mm-hmm. I think we are first generation high achievers in our families, mm-hmm. right? So a relatively amount of success in your music career, mm-hmm. business career, mm-hmm. and so we have financial opportunities that our parents, grandparents never had, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
But you know, the fact is, a lot of, you know, unfortunately in the school system today, they'll teach you about what is queer, what is, you know, gay, what is this, but they won't teach you any financial education. Right. So we were just talking about basic retirement accounts. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Roth IRA. What is a Roth IRA? What is a traditional IRA? What is a SEP IRA? What mm-hmm. the benefits of 401k? And I think it goes to show you, especially in the minority community, you'd be surprised if you just put $50 a month away in your 20s, by the time you retire, you could have several hundred thousand dollars
yep.
away.
That's right.
At 62 years old.
That's right.
I think it's 21. From 21 to 62, if you put $100 away, you could be a millionaire.
Yeah.
With just $100.
That's 50 years.
Of growth, right?
With all the compound interest that you would get is ridiculous.
Very little money. You know, you go out, you know, you can go to Six Flags here in Georgia and it costs you $40 to get in.
Yeah.
And you spend another $20 in food. It's a $60 day. So if you did $100 a month in your 20s. Retire as a millionaire.
Very easy to do.
Right?
$25 a week is very doable.
Very doable. But a lot of times, in our communities, minority communities, Black, Hispanic, Latino, they don't teach that kind of stuff.
I wasn't taught that. I learned that now.
I don't know. As a business owner, you can. So your Roth IRA, I believe 2023. I think 2024 it goes up to seven. You can put away $6,000 a year. $500 a month is the max, mm-hmm. right? Or $6,000 a year is the max. Mm-hmm. You could put it away. And what happens, so when you get paid, your paycheck is taxed. And say you take the $500 out of your paycheck in a month and put it into this account. And say it grows over 30 years. If it grows by 1,000%, when you retire, you can start taking out of the account at 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And you start withdrawing funds. Say that check now is a $15,000 a month check that you decide to withdraw. You get zero taxed. It's $15,000 clean in your pocket. You don't have to pay any taxes on it. A traditional IRA means it's pre-tax dollars, meaning this money is not taxed. It goes into the account and say it grows 1,000%. and you're going to take the $15,000, well, now that money is going to get taxed, right? So you got there's different ways to play the game, right? There, as a business owner, even a small business owner, what I've done as a business owner, my minor children are employees of my business, right?
Smart.
So I open custodial Roth IRAs for my minor children, and they're maxed on their IRAs. If my children keep the minimum as they grow on adults, say, you know, I have a 9-month-old. I'm putting $300 a month away in her custodial IRA. If she's just responsible enough, she graduates college, she gets a job, and say, here's your account. Just keep putting the $300 away in a month into that account. When she retires as an old lady at 62, and if say if it averages 12, 13%, it could be 10. We're talking about she's $100 million.
She's ridiculous.
$100 million.
Of course.
62-year-old, 65-year-old.
Absolutely. You're talking about 65 years of savings plus interest.
But my point is like it's generational upon generational wealth, right?
Literally, her kids will be set.
You know, it's you know, if you grew up here, it doesn't matter anymore. You're the next generation is going to be if she's responsible. If she's not, say she doesn't put another dollar in.
Yeah.
Whatever reason. Yeah. And as a parent, a good custodian, I put this money away up till she was 18 years old and she blew it and she's a knucklehead or whatever. Eventually she lives her life. Guess what? When she's 62-year-old, she's still going to be a multimillionaire.
And it's so unfortunate that a lot of minorities in particular, you know, they don't even know how investments work at all. They don't even know what ETFs are at all. They don't know what stocks are, you know what I mean? All they know is work a job, 9 to 5, collect a check.
And that's it.
And then by the time they retire at 65 or 67, they're collecting Social Security. Maybe a 401k plan, which a lot of times is not even that much either.
And a lot of times a company will have a 401k. I have a law firm. We got about 20-something employees. We offer a 401k. Mm-hmm. We've had meetings. I've had discussions. 95% do not put a dollar
in there. Into their 401k. Do you guys match?
We match.
You match as well, and they're still not 3%, doing.
3%. They don't put anything, right? And it's just a mindset of it. But there are other demographics, and I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
Granddad finds out.
Other demographics, just say it. White folks. The majority of a lot of white, not a majority, a lot of white folks.
The grandkid is born.
Yeah.
And grandpa opens an account for the grandkid.
Yeah.
And he ain't gonna see Johnny make it to college sometime.
Bro, you just opened you just did an investment, a retirement investment. How old is your newborn?
She's 9 months. She's on the payroll.
A 9-month-old baby.
She's on the payroll.
Who doesn't even know how to speak yet.
She's on the payroll. So what I did.
Come on, man. Talk about securing
the future.
The last name.
just so you know. So I took, she gets $1,000 a month. I do close to $1,000. She gets $300 into her custodial IRA. She gets $300.
Explain that. What's custodial IRA?
Custodial IRA basically means she is a minor. I'm in control of the account up to the age of 18.
Exactly.
Right? Now, if she takes it over, it's up to her. But say if my daughter's focused, she's going to college, she's busting her ass, doing anything, I don't have no problem. I will keep putting the money in there for her, keep her on the payroll, right? But that's one account. That's her custodial IRA. Mm-hmm. Now she has a 529 account, which is the college account for kids. Like there's $300 going into there. If it grows the way, 10, 12%, she's going to have $150,000, $200,000 for college. Then there's a individual brokerage, a custodial brokerage account, which means it's an account that she can take out money whenever she wants. It's not for retirement. It's not for college. But say that account just gets $300 to the time she's 45, she'll have like $1 million sitting at her account.
Absolutely.
again,
that compound interest is beautiful.
I'm of the position that you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, you put money away for your kids and I blow it. This is it. Look, you try to do your best as a parent, but for me to go to sleep and eventually go to my grave, I want to know I put my kids in a better position,
of course,
than I had it.
And at the same time, they're going to learn from you. You know what I'm saying? This is something that your parents didn't instill this to you.
Even a conversation.
That's what I'm saying. So and you know what? It's so much easier nowadays because now it's just an app. Back in the 80s and 90s, there wasn't no goddamn app.
Nothing.
You had to get an actual professional to help you invest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't as simple. Now there's no excuse because you have this at your fingertips where you can literally link your bank account to any of these apps that allow you to invest into your retirement portfolio.
And you can put 5, 10, 20, whatever you want
to Whatever you want to do. Back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, that didn't exist. You see what I'm saying? So it's so easy now to do. There's no excuse.
And there's tons of apps.
There's no excuse.
Acorn. There's
Robinhood.
Stash. There's a whole bunch. There's tons of those accounts.
Even Cash App.
Yes, Cash App
has Bitcoin and stocks in there.
Yes, you're right.
There's no excuse. Yes. It's just that a lot of people don't know how to work it. They don't know anything about investing. They just know working a job, collecting a check, and work paycheck to paycheck.
Yes. And unfortunately, what a lot of people don't understand is time flies.
Yes, it does.
Today you're 25, tomorrow you're 35, and the next day you're 45.
And before you know it, you're 50.
Man, time
Before goes. You know it, you're retired.
Yes. So, you know, I think everybody should put just a little bit of time and effort. Just maybe financially right now you can't, but at least you understand. So when the moment comes that, hey, guess what? I can put 50.
When I met you, you wasn't an attorney yet. When I met you, you were younger than what I am now.
Correct. And
look how quick time went by.
Boom. And it's 20 years later and we're getting old. My family, my friends, hey, please like and subscribe.
Yes.
Comment, question. If you disagree, please let us know. And we will be back next week.
We gave you guys game on investing. Please.
Look at that. Take advantage. Is this going to become an investment channel? I doubt it.
Nah.
Stop the madness. Peace.
Peace.